Blog Talk.
Hey, it's Greg Grunberg from Heroes, and I know what you're thinking. Stardish Radio couldn't be better. It could be if I was on the show every single day. But yes, I, like you, love this show. You're listening, you're calling in, you're blogging in, you're on the computer. It's Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Stardish Radio. Today is December 7th, 2009. I'm your host, Joanne, coming to you live from a snowy Buffalo, New York. God, I'm hoping for a white Christmas. If it continues the way it is out there now, we'll be snowed in for months. I want to take a minute and say thank you again to everyone for all the birthday messages that I got this weekend. You guys really made it more special. That's definitely for sure. Tomorrow, Nathan Kress, who plays Freddy on iCarly on Nickelodeon, will be stopping by 8 p.m. Eastern Time, so don't miss out on that one. Heading towards the kind of tween era right about now, so all my listeners that have nieces, nephews, kids in the tween areas, tween ages, that are into the Nickelodeon type shows, be on the lookout. Stardish is going to start bringing up a lot more guests from these shows for you guys. You know, it's only fair that the youngins get to talk to their faves the same as their moms and older relatives do. I'm going to bring on my girl, Linda. Linda. Hey, Linda.
Hello. How are you?
You know what? I really thought that I was getting better, but I feel like I'm getting sicker. I felt good today. Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that. You sounded like you were making a turn for the better this morning.
This morning, I know. And you know what? I got up. I got busy. I did my thing. I did my food shopping and all that good stuff. And, you know, barely slowed down for a half a minute and cooked dinner, did all that stuff. And feel like I'm swallowing razor blades and my nose is getting all congested. I'm sneezing a mile a minute again.
Well, push yourself too hard. Here you go.
You know,
it's snowing.
Oh, it's so pretty. I went out to go get Tyler from the bus, and it was snowing.
Oh, that's so nice. Well, I turned the AC on when I walked through the door tonight.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That is hysterical.
Yeah. A little warm for even for me, I must say. So I've got the
really?
Air.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh,
you know,
no.
We have had a break down here. Not yet this year.
Right. Well,
Joanne, I'm so excited about the show tonight.
I know. I'm really happy to be bringing on the young ones. You know, it's like I said, you know, it's about time that some of these young stars and hunks get to talk to their fans also. We're just waiting for Ashley to call in. Should be any minute now. I confirmed yesterday with her rep, so shouldn't be long. But these kids should be able to talk to, you know, their fans and their faves as well. You know, it's not just us.
I know that we probably are more caught up with their shows than we are with ours, since they're constantly at the house.
So, you know, you're not lying there. You're not lying there. This is true. I probably watch more iCarly than I watch General Hospital.
I love iCarly. Love it.
I do, too. I think that whole cast is hysterical.
Oh, my God.
I think the whole cast is great. I'm very excited about tomorrow also with Nathan Kress. You know, what's really funny is that I was doing a search on him just in preparation, and people are calling him the next Taylor Lautner. And I thought that was pretty funny, because when you look at him on the show, he really looks very, very young. But he's going to be 17, or is 17.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
You know, you don't want to grow up too fast, but.
I know. It's, like, really weird.
Yeah. And the older brother is hilarious. He is so funny.
He is. Well, you know very well. I mean, I love Miranda Cosgrove and Jeanette Purdy, but of course, Jeanette McCurdy plays Sam, and of course, she would have to be my favorite.
She's She's adorable.
The little wisecracking.
A little wisecracking. Hilarious.
She's
so
me.
Cute.
Love her. Love her, love her, love her, but she is me. I'm going to send an email off to Ashley's representatives to see what the story is here. But she, so we have some big stuff coming up with Star Dish. I'm revamping the website. I took the website down. And so that's under construction right now. And I have some pretty, as of right now, a date has not been confirmed yet, but a very big Hollywood name is coming to Star Dish Radio.
Ooh.
And he goes by the name of Dennis Farina.
Dennis Farina?
Dennis Farina, and a lot of people might know him now, especially from him taking on Law and Order after Jerry Orbach died.
Mm-hmm.
And all the Wise Guy movies that he does and stuff like that. And he's redoing, he's doing a story called Joey May, the story of Joey May. I'm not too familiar with it. It's still being researched. But in the next couple months, he'll be on to talk about it.
Well, that's good. That's good. Then it'll give us some time to catch up with all the episodes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, so I'm looking forward to that. And let's see what else is going on. Why don't you give me a little synopsis of what you've seen on All My Children now, since we're going to be moving into their little 40th, right? Isn't it 40th anniversary?
It is. I shudder to think that, but yeah, I guess they are going into their 40th. You know,
right.
I think the verdict is still out. I stopped watching the show for almost 3 months and just kind of started watching it again about 2 or 3 weeks ago. It is getting better,
mm-hmm.
The writing and the story. And, you know, I think I mentioned to you this morning that, you know, I just find it interesting how, you know, Erica is off, you know, somewhere in California doing something. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. You know, it's just, verdict is still out. I don't want to get too excited about it, but, you know, we shall see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it started in 1970, so yeah, I mean, my gosh, it's been on that long.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I see my friend Susie is in the chat room, and I'm assuming that's with her daughter Janine. We got Yonkers Girl and Susie. We're just waiting for Ashley to call in, girls. Just chill.
Yeah.
Chill,
she'll
chill.
Wrapping up on a project at school or tutoring,
yeah.
Or something. But, you know, they do have the young lady now. I think her name is Natalie Hall, who plays Colby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she reminds me of a younger version of Bree Williamson from One Life to Live. Very pretty girl.
Oh, okay.
Very pretty girl. So, you know, long blonde hair, very pretty. So we'll kind of see. I mean, I knew that they had recast her, but I was just so used to still, you know, seeing the old actress on. But she's on there now.
Right.
We'll see. I'm really feeling the whole Jake storyline. I'm really feeling for him and what he's going through with Amanda and their marriage. So that's about the best part of it right now.
Yeah. Well, I can't say any part of it is good for me right now. Well, we'll see what happens with these new writers, you know. I mean, they got new writers. You know, oh, it's Monica's in the chat room. Monica is listening with Gabrielle because Gabrielle's a fan of the show.
Hi, Monica.
That's Linda, Monica. Just give we're waiting for her to call in, Mo, so just tell Gab to chillax. I know she's wanted to watch her Carrie Underwood special tonight. So, usually, so I just sent out an email. and let's see what's going to happen here. But with the new writer, I'm sorry, I'm losing track. With the new writer, so we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, I don't know where, you know, Pratt left off and the new one begins. But
neither do I. Right, that's what I don't know.
Liza is still trying to figure out, you know, what's going to happen with her baby's mama, with Bailey.
Oh, I see. I was going to say, I would like to see what Liza trying to figure out why she's 20 years younger than she should be and has red hair and is a lawyer now.
Yeah,
that's
so
one that I'd like to see.
She's still trying to figure out now if Bailey, you know, all of a sudden has had this change of heart and she wants to be a mother now. So who knows where that's all, you know, going to wind. And, you know, David still has his mouth shut about not being little Trevor's daddy because he can't have kids. He's shooting blanks.
Really?
Yes. So David found out that he cannot reproduce, and he is keeping his mouth shut about it, not telling anyone.
Huh.
So, yeah.
No, I did not know that. Well, you see, I'm just way out of the loop because I ain't watching it no more, so
yep.
That's all right with me. Okay. Well, tell her to keep watching because it's 10 minutes after, and seriously, if she doesn't come on in the next 5 minutes, I'm talking to Monica in the chat room, I'm going to reschedule it because usually when they call in that late or they are more than 10 minutes late, it means that they got caught up doing something else and they just can't get through to me. So if I run to 8:15, then we're going to cancel it and reschedule it. So that's what I will do because I'm not going to keep everybody hanging in the balance, and I'll find out what the deal is with her reps because I'm looking at the clock. They're in California. It's 5 o'clock there. So either their offices are just about closed and everybody's gone, and that's why they're not responding.
Hmm.
So that's that. So. But in any event, Nathan Kress is a definite confirmed for tomorrow. But again, this is what happens when you deal with live radio, because Ashley actually put this out on her Facebook page for me the other day. So I know it's out there. So I know she knows. It's just a matter of what she's doing.
Yeah, what is she doing?
I don't know. Well, we got 2 minutes left, really. Oh, God, forgive me. And listen to me trying to talk. I keep choking on myself here.
Oh, my God.
I just can't catch a break. I'm so serious. Yes, Locke, I am sick again. Yes, I am. It never ends, never ends. But we're having a blizzard, too. Okay, it's popping up. We're having a blizzard. By Thursday, we'll be snowed in. Yay! Very happy for that.
Yeah, maybe you won't have. Maybe the kids will stay home and not have school.
Oh, okay. Let's see what we got here. I got a message from. Oh, she's calling in right now. Okay, perfect.
Oh,
see that? See that? We're gonna have her right now. Here she comes. She's tuning in right now. Let me just fix this here. I want to get myself back to where I was as far as time goes because I slid it down just in case. Okay, very good. Well, she is, Monica wants some snow. You're too far south, girl. Too far south. I know. You should get a dusting at least, no? I mean, you know, it is still, you know, a little, I don't know. Just, we'll have to talk to the snow misers and heat misers. All right. Well, in any event, let me just get straight to it as our guest is here. She's a triple threat. She dances, she sings, she acts, and I'm sure that's really only scratching the surface of this young lady's talents. And she's only 16. Everyone knows her as Lulu on True Jackson VP on Nickelodeon. Please give a warm Star Dish Radio welcome to Ashley Argata.
Hello.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
Fabulous. How are you?
I am fantastic.
I'm glad to hear it. Say hi to Linda. Linda's on the other line.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Well, I think you have a lot of fans that are on the blog, and everybody's so excited that you're with us tonight.
Awesome. I'm excited to be talking to you guys.
Well, Ashley, give me a little bit of your background, like the boring stuff. Where were you born? Where, you know, that kind of thing.
The boring stuff. Well, I was born in Southern California, about an hour and a half out of L.A., so it's quite the commute.
Okay.
I started singing when I was 2 and acting when I was 4, I want to say.
Uh-huh.
And then, let me see, my mom put me in acting classes, and I loved it so much that I never stopped, and she's supported me throughout all of this. My whole family's been very, very supportive, and one of my dreams came true, so it's been awesome.
Now, you're the only performer in your family, correct?
Yes, I am.
Now, what I want to know is, I mean, obviously, when you're starting out at 2 and 4 years old, you know, that's at your parents, you know, doing that for you. At what age did you know that this is what you wanted to do?
It was tough when I was like 7 or 8, I want to say. That's when I really started picking up doing like a lot of talent competitions around town, and I really started getting into it. I did more singing stuff when I was little. Since that always came first. And then I loved acting, too, because it allowed me to, you know, let out all my energy and be a completely different person and be crazy and kooky and fun and out there. So I had a really good time. So I'd say probably around 7 or 8.
All right. Very good. Because you never know. Cause, you know, you always hear these stories on how parents always put their kids in at 2 and 4 years old, and they just kind of, you know, meshes together. And it's like, when did you really want to, you know? So that's good.
Yeah,
fabulous.
My mom asks me, like, every year. She's always like, do you want to stop? Because if you don't want this anymore, we will finish everything. We can quit everything. And every
right.
year I would always, like, freak out and be like, no, no, I don't want to stop. I never want to stop.
Right, right. Well, I do have one person that's going to talk to you before I talk to anybody else or ask any more questions, because it's time for
okay.
his bedtime.
Oh, okay.
Hang on one second.
Okay.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. My name's Tyler. Hi. My name's Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. What's up?
Nothing.
Did you have school today?
Huh?
Did you have school today?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Isn't it fun?
Yeah. I feel
awesome.
Bad for this.
What?
What grade are you in?
I'm a senior. I'm in 12th grade. I'm old.
No, you're not.
How old are you?
9.
Awesome. What grade are you in?
3rd.
Do you like school?
Mm-hmm.
Good. What's your favorite subject?
Art.
Art? Ooh, that's a good subject. That's a fun one. I'm taking
mm-hmm.
digital photography, so it's kind of like art, and it's fun.
Okay. Bye, Ashley.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi.
He's so funny. He couldn't wait for you to get on the phone, and it was like, no, no, no.
I love it.
Oh, he's hysterical. All right.
Oh,
well,
man.
Let's see here. Now, I would like to know how you came about you started out on iCarly, correct?
I did, yes.
Okay, so tell me how that went from iCarly now to True Jackson.
I did iCarly, I think back in 2007, and that was really my introduction back into TV, because I'd done Lion King for about a year, and then I did American Girl, which is another play here in L.A., for a year and a half. So I was doing a lot of theater. So iCarly was really my first dip back into TV. And that was a lot of fun. I got to meet Miranda and Jeanette and Nathan. And Jeanette is actually one of my best friends. And she's actually guest starring on our show this week. So it's a lot of fun. They were all really, really nice, and I had a lot of fun there. And about a year later, I got an audition for True Jackson, which was actually supposed to be my last audition ever.
Wow. Now, tell me about your character, Lulu. From what I understand, she gets into some messes.
Lulu? Absolutely not. I'm just kidding. She is a character, that one. She's basically me when I'm hyper. So she's very fun and energetic and very innocent, and she derails True from what is supposed to be done. Like, if we have to design a dress in, like, 5 minutes, we get distracted really easily because Lulu just all of a sudden prattles on about something really random. So True has to, you know, True keeps her on track. It's a very, very fun character to play.
So you're the girl with ADD, and you
yes,
see something
basically.
Shiny, and you got to go, ah, okay, there we go.
Basically, I remember in the pilot, I had to, like, play with, like, all these blinds and stuff. It was really funny.
Oh, my God. I was watching some of the videos earlier. They are funny. Now, you have a this weekend, Saturday night, is the Christmas special, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And what are we going to see?
What are you going to see? You might see some footage of Kiki and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, okay.
That'll be really fun.
Oh,
that was a fun episode. It's actually the episode that we just shot last week. So they're editing it as we speak.
Ah, nice, nice. Now, you, with your thing, tell me about your CD. I'm going to jump around, too, because I have ADD, so I'm just kind of, like, flipping through things. Tell me about your CD and how that was to make it.
That was a lot of fun. I started my CD probably, I want to say, right after I got back from The Lion King, and I met with Moho Productions. My tap teacher, Tommy Rutter, was actually, I went back to tap for the first time in, like, a really, really long time. And he's like, I have this song. I work with this production company. I'd really like for you to sing it. And I met with Brandon Jarrett, and it kind of just went, it's all history now. I recorded, I want to say, 13, 14 songs with them, and we put out an album just about a year later. So it was a lot of fun. I love recording. I love singing.
Now, your song, Dreams Come True, that was used, of course, I can't get to my window fast enough. That was used in, oh, gosh, what movie was it used in? Or show? Wait. Where's my, forgive me.
It's okay.
Forgive me. Where is it? Well, you sang, first, before we, I might as well just do the one I have in front of me, right? The God Bless America you sang at the Staples Center, and you brought everybody to their feet. Now,
yes,
I watched
that.
That was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Was it really? Oh, my
yes.
God. Tell me, that must
it
have been a thrill and a half.
It was very stressful because I realized on my actual birthday, which is in January, my mom and my manager gave me a card that said, you're going to sing at the Lakers game. And I freaked out, and I was so excited. But then, like, the day after, I realized, I was like, I actually have to put work into this birthday present because, like, I have to go, you know, practice my song and get everything fixed. I was like, oh, boy. And then I got there, and I was really nervous. But it actually ended up being a lot of fun because my cast came and supported me, and my whole family was there, and it was a lot of fun.
The Orlando Citrus Parade. Thank you, Linda. You're such a fabulous girl.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, where is it?
She wrote at my house.
Do you really?
Yes.
That's fabulous. Who are your musical inspirations?
Ever since I was little, I've loved Celine Dion. She's like my idol. And I also love Kelly Clarkson and Taylor Swift and Carrie Underwood.
I love all of them, too. Matter of fact, we have a young girl in the chat room, Gabrielle, who's listening with her mom, who wanted to listen to you, and she also wanted to watch a Carrie Underwood special that's on right now. So she's doing double duty.
Ooh, it's on right now. Okay, I'm really bummed I'm not home to see that.
Aw, well, I'm sure. Well, can't TiVo it, I guess, huh? It's a little too late for that. Yeah,
I'm sure I'll find it online one day.
Eventually, right? Yes. Yeah, so she's out there. then we have what are your top five songs in your iPod?
The Climb by Miley Cyrus. I love that song.
Why?
Homeless Heart by Jeanette McCurdy. Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson. Oh, wow, I'm trying to think of what I just listened to. When I Look at You by Miley Cyrus from a new movie, the last song. I really, really want to see that.
Okay.
And What Hurts the Most by the Rascal Flatts. I listen to a lot of country music.
Do you really? Well, yeah. Well, I love Kelly Clarkson, and I love Carrie Underwood, too, but I wouldn't consider myself a country person, but I do like their music, and I like Miley Cyrus, too. My son thinks it's weird that, you know, his 40-year-old mother likes Miley Cyrus, but, hey, you know, it is what it is. All right. Now, the next thing, I got some emails. Are you into the whole vampire scene?
I'm... not the vampire scene per se. I'm into the Twilight scene.
Okay, well, we'll say Twilight scene. Okay, so then are we Team Edward or Team Jacob?
I'm Team Edward because everybody wants an Edward in their life. Let's just be honest. I mean,
isn't that the truth?
Would not want
that was
Edward
my
Cullen.
Birthday wish. That was my birthday
right?
wish. That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted.
I just wanted Edward Cullen. I remember when I first read the books. I was on Facebook and you know they have those like bumper sticker things that your friends give you. And I was obsessed with all those stickers, like the, oh, Edward Cullen makes my day sparkle, and blah, blah, blah. I was obsessed with those things.
Oh, my God. Now, do you watch the Vampire Diaries on the CW?
I haven't, but you know what? I heard it was really good. A lot of people on set have been telling me it's really good, so I think I'm going to check it out.
You need to check it out. It's awesome. If
is
you
it?
Like Twilight, you'll love this. And then you'll have to come back and tell me if you're Team Damon or Team Stefan. So,
oh, wow, there's teams on that one, too. Okay.
There's teams on that one, too. There's some great actors on that show. Jasmine Guy just joined them, and that's with Nina Dobrev and Katarina Graham. But it's a really very well-written story, and they just got picked up for a second season too. So,
oh, that's awesome! Cool.
Yeah,
I'll check
so
that out for sure.
Absolutely, and you can watch those online too. So you don't need to.
I don't need to TiVo them. Awesome.
Yeah, watch them right online.
I'll be in the schoolroom and I'll just pretend to do my work when really I'm watching The Vampire Diaries online.
Seriously, that's what Linda does. If she's at work, they think she's working. She's watching Vampire Diaries on her computer.
That's funny.
Trying to tell nobody. So now tell me the three things that you always have to have in your possession at all times. A girl has to have some kind of accessories in her pocketbook or in her purse, as some call it. What are the three things you can't go without during a day?
I would say my cell phone, my iPod, and my lip gloss.
There you go. Now,
I'm
Linda,
such a girl.
Do you know what? I do the same thing. So, and I know Linda's the same way too.
Right.
And they're asking you need to share your hair care products because your hair is so beautiful.
Thank you. Wow. I don't do anything special to it. I when I was little, my hair actually used to be really thin. And when I was in The Lion King, they used this thing on my hair called Bedhead Manipulator, and it had like coconut in it or something, and they use it on my hair every night to make my hair stay. And I think that
really?
Like magically did something to my hair, because instead of my hair falling out from all the product, it grew like 1,000 times, and now my hair is like really, really thick. I wash it every day, and I think that's like the only special thing I do to it. I put some leave-in conditioner sometimes if it gets dry, and that's it.
Do you stick with one shampoo conditioner type, or do you switch around a lot?
I switch around a lot, actually. I use Tresemme. I think right now I'm using Herbal Essence.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff, whatever I feel like using. But I always make sure it has some sort of moisturizer in it because my hair,
mm-hmm.
because of so much stuff on the show, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to blow dry my hair and straighten it, I want to make sure that it doesn't get dry. So I always just make sure that there's some sort of moisturizer in it.
Gabrielle is giving you an update in the Carrie Underwood special. She said, let her know that Carrie Underwood is attacking her puppy with a pig blanket. Well, not attacking, but tormenting.
Oh,
so I guess she's teasing her dog with a pig blanket. Okay.
That sounds interesting.
Oh, Carrie. Yes. So she's going to give us our updates throughout the day, throughout
awesome.
The episode. So funny.
Lovely.
Okay. Then the next beauty regimen they want to know about is your skincare, because you do have to use so much makeup on the show and for TV and stuff. What do you do to keep your face you know, hydrated and clean from all that stuff, that would definitely clog your pores up and stuff like that.
Oh, yes. When I first started the show, I broke out like crazy because of the makeup that they had to use, because it's TV makeup and they have to use a lot of it.
Right.
So for a while, I've used everything. I'm not going to lie. I used Proactive. I used Mario Badescu. I used anything I could find. And then finally, I want to say this year in like August, when I got back from the Nickelodeon cruise, I finally told my mom, I was like, I really want to go to a dermatologist now because I'm really tired of, you know, all this stuff on my face. And my dermatologist actually really helped me. My advice, I guess, would just be to wash your face every night to keep it clean. Just, you know, mild facial soap and then moisturizer after.
Absolutely, because I can imagine that would definitely do a number on your skin. Yeah, I have this here, and I'm going to see how true they are, but a little birdie sent us these things and says your favorite things are butterflies, and you have a butterfly necklace that you always wear. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And you like reading your horoscope? You're into horoscopes?
You were on IMDb page.
Yeah. That's what it says. You never know if this stuff is true. Never
it's
know.
True.
Gotta ask.
I promise.
Gotta ask.
Yes, I love reading my horoscope, and I don't read it because I'm not a strict believer in them, but I think it's really cool. Like throughout the day, if something happens that your horoscope said would happen, then I think that's really cool.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And you have a birthday coming up in next month.
Yes.
17.
I'm 17. I can't believe
anything
it.
Anything special that you're going to be doing?
I don't know what I'm doing for my birthday this year. I might go to Lake Tahoe. I've never been to Lake Tahoe, so my mom suggested we could go up to Lake Tahoe for, like, the weekend or something, because right after that, the week right after that, we go back to work. So I kind of have to make my trip short, sweet, and to the point.
Right.
But I'm not sure exactly what I'm doing for my birthday yet. I'll let everybody know.
Well, it's kind of hard to top singing at the Laker game.
I know, right?
Right? I mean, it would have been nice if they could have got you at the World Series, but, you know, as an early birthday present.
Awesome.
Right? Now, is there any blooper that has happened on set that you can tell us about that's been the best so far throughout the first season?
Oh, man, there have been so many. There was an episode where we got slimed. That was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Those are bloopers to remember. Those are scenes to remember. My goodness, that was a fun episode. There was one scene where I had my hair in a side ponytail, and my hair got stuck in my armpit, which was really gross. And I, like, stopped. I was wondering, like, throughout the scene, I was like, should I keep going, or should I just say something? Because this is really uncomfortable and gross. Because, you know, it's really hot on set because of all the lights. And then
I
finally just broke down and stopped. I was like, all right, guys, I'm sorry. I really got to pull my hair out of my armpit because it's really gross.
Oh, my God.
I face planted. There was, like, a little doorstop, and I tripped over the doorstop. There have been a lot of bloopers this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, last year I didn't really have that many, but this year is just full of them.
Sorry, it's filming season 2 now, right?
Huh?
Did you start filming season 2?
Yes. We've been doing season 2 for a couple months now.
Okay. Very good. Now, also, I want everybody to know, and I'm putting it in the chat room, you can go to Ashley's website, www.ashley, did I say your last name right, Argoda, or is it Argoda?
It's Argoda, but everybody says Argoda.
Yeah.
There's different variations of my last name. People call me Gouda because it sounds like Gouda cheese.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. AshleyArgoda.com. And you can actually listen to some of her CD on her website. And I was listening to some of that earlier. You have such an amazing voice. You really, really do.
Thank you.
I can definitely see you out there. Now, you have anything new coming up as far as your charities? I know you're active with Ronald McDonald House. And how did you get involved with that?
They invited me to a Christmas event last year. And I got to give out presents to all the cancer kids, which was a lot of fun. There were a lot of young stars there, and it was a lot of fun to be able to do that. And I got to do another Halloween event for them this year, which was really cool. So I'm hoping to get involved with a lot of charities for deafness and diabetes, because my brother is deaf and my dad has diabetes. So Hopefully I'll be able to get Gorn's off of that.
Oh, okay. Something with juvenile diabetes, maybe, or
yeah, I sang to the Juvenile Diabetes Foundation when I was little.
Okay, wonderful. That's, you know, you're an inspiration. I mean, and you're the same age as my oldest son, so you're an inspiration to him. He's like somebody that I would make watch you just to, you know, build his own character up.
Oh, thank you.
Boys are so different. So with this stardom, how do your parents keep you grounded?
Oh, how do my parents keep me grounded? They make sure I have a good head on my shoulders, and they always make sure that I'm happy and that people don't try to use me, because that's never good. Because in Hollywood, there's a lot of rejection, and people always use you and all that stuff. And they're always there for me if I ever have a problem. They're always there to talk to, and they always give me really good advice. So my parents are the best. I love them.
Aw, that's so sweet. Well, we do have a fan here we're going to pick up, area code 860. Hi, you're on the phone with Ashley.
Hey, Joanne, it's Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Say hi to Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. My daughter Janine is sitting next to me. She's 9 years old, and she's very embarrassed to get on the phone.
Aww.
She wanted me to ask you a couple of questions.
Go for it.
Okay. She wants to know if you are like your character in real life at all.
I'm kind of like my character. When I'm really hyper, that's basically Lulu. So Lulu's really hard to play when you're really tired.
Okay.
And he also gets distracted a lot, and I'm very focused in real life.
Aw. And she wants to know if you will always continue to act, or is there another career path you'd want to do?
I see myself acting for a very long time. It's been a passion of mine since I was little, so I hope to be able to do more TV shows and movies and stuff like that. As for other career paths, I just applied for college, and I'd love to go to med school. And I know it's like polar opposite of acting.
Hey.
But that's kind of what I wanted. I wanted to study something other than acting, because I do it for a living and I do it so much.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want me to ask any more questions, Janine? Hurry up. No? All righty.
Give her a hug for me.
Oh, she said to give you a hug for her.
Okay.
Tell her Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, thank you.
All right, so thank
Bye.
You. Bye. That's so cute. Isn't it funny how they get so nervous? It's adorable. We do have little Gabrielle on the phone who just celebrated a birthday. Gabrielle, say hi to Ashley.
Hey, Gabrielle, happy birthday.
Thank you.
How old are you?
7.
Awesome. Have fun.
What did you want to ask her, Gab? Gabrielle?
She forgot her question. Go ahead, ask her.
I was going to ask her if it was fun making all the episodes.
Is it fun making all the episodes? Yes. Oh, it's so much fun. There's always something kooky to do every episode, so it's always so much fun. And the cast is like a huge family, so we're always laughing on set.
Anything else, Sweetie?
Anything else?
No.
No.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Hi,
bye.
Gabrielle. Little cutie pie. So cute. Now, isn't it amazing that True Jackson VP is generally really like a teenager kind of show, but you do have fans that are young as 5, 6, and 7 years old.
Yeah.
To me, that's just amazing that you guys can reach down to these kids, and I think it's fabulous, actually.
Yeah, it's really cool because we have a lot of jokes that a lot of little kids will get, because it's, you know, pratfalls, and we knock our heads
right.
all the time, and it's really funny. But then there's all the adults in the show. Like, Greg Proops is in the show, and he's a stand-up comic, and he's awesome. He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Well, you guys do an awesome job, and you know, best of luck to you with the rest of the season, and hopefully it'll get picked up for a third.
I'm hoping.
I can definitely see. Oh, well, you know what? Ain't nothing wrong with hoping. Girl got to work.
Seriously,
girl
got
to go to college. what are your holiday plans like this year, Ashley?
Every Christmas we go to my grandma's house and we open presents together and eat lunch. And it's kind of the one day out of the year where I just get to spend it with my family and do nothing but have fun. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, good. Well, you know, next thing is, are we on Twitter yet? Are you a Twitter girl?
No, I'm not on Twitter. Thank you for asking me that, because there are like three fakes of me that are like, I'm the real Ashley Argota. No, I'm the real Ashley Argota. And they're fighting with each other over who the real Ashley Argota is. But there is no real Ashley Argota. So, no Twitter yet.
Oh, insane. Well, let me just give you a little suggestion. If you do decide to go on Twitter, when you do go on, there's a process where you can go through Twitter to make your account verified as to be the actual one. So, because I see Alyssa Milano is going through the same thing right now. Some girl is pretending to be her, and she's actually fighting with Alyssa Milano on Twitter over who's real and who's not. It's hysterical.
Oh, my gosh. It's really hysterical. Funny to read all their tweets and stuff, because they're like, oh, I'm on set today. And I was like, actually, no, I'm at home doing schoolwork, but okay, if I'm on set today, then that's great.
That's so funny. Oh, my God, people just need to grow up and get a life, seriously. Oh, my God, I guess you could take it as flattery of some sort.
Yeah, it's really cute that they'd like to be me, I guess.
In a creepy kind of way. Okay, we'll go with that one, Ashley. We'll definitely go with that one. But in any event, I wish you continued success on True Jackson VP, which can be seen on Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Check your local listings on for Nickelodeon to see what time it comes on in your area. And is there anything else coming up for you besides that we should know about?
No, we're just working on second season of True Jackson, and I'm working on my second album right now. I'm not signed to a major label right now, but I'm hoping next year I get to be signed with a major label so I can put out my second album.
Perfect. And don't forget to go to AshleyArgota.com, purchase the CD, download it on iTunes. It's a fabulous listen. Go check out her website. It's really cute, and she's got a lot of info on there that you might want to look at.
One thing that's not on my website is my YouTube channel. I haven't updated the site in a while, but I have a YouTube channel that I update regularly. So.
Oh, okay. What is that? And I'll put it in the chat room.
Yes, it's Ash Argota. That's the channel name. Ash Argota. Yes.
Is the YouTube channel.
There's tons
channel.
Of videos of me. Like, there's a couple videos of me singing, and then there's a set tour and stuff with Jeanette and Nathan and all that stuff. So it's a really fun channel.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. All right. Well, before I let you go, can I get you to do a promo for Stardish?
Let's do it. This is Ashley.
You know, say whatever you want. This is Ashley Argota on Stardish Radio, however you want it, and I'm recording, so I'm ready when you are.
Hey, guys, what's up? It's Ashley Argota from True Jackson VP, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Perfect. All right, girlfriend, best of luck to you with the CD, True Jackson, all that good stuff, positive vibes, and have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
Thank you. You too. Good talking to you.
Thanks, Ashley. All right, everybody. Don't forget, Nathan Kress is going to be with me tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time from iCarly. I know you are all dying for that. From what I understand, he is the next Taylor Wattner, which is just like, oh, my God, these girls are going crazy. So make sure you tune in for that. And in the meantime, don't forget to the Stardish Radio website is down, so for all updates, you have to go to Facebook on the Stardish Radio fan page, and that's where you will be getting them in the meantime. So once again, Nathan Kress will be with me tomorrow from iCarly. He plays Freddie, and we'll be talking to him. So until then, I'll speak to you later, because right now I got to go and drink some tea. Until then, peace out.
Hey, it's Greg Grunberg from Heroes, and I know what you're thinking. Stardish Radio couldn't be better. It could be if I was on the show every single day. But yes, I, like you, love this show. You're listening, you're calling in, you're blogging in, you're on the computer. It's Stardish Radio.